This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Franklin Music Hall just hours before the 2025 lottery party. Didn't think we'd have to do that. Never thought I'd say those words again.
Yeah, but aren't you glad to be back?
Aren't you glad that you can say these words again?
So I'm not glad about how we got here. But sure. there is a little bit of going back to my roots.
Yes.
You know? Like a venue full. We're going to have 1,200 people in here tonight. Mm-hmm. So the most tickets we've ever sold for a live show. Like,
and let you know people are excited to be back.
I think they needed a break. Like, yeah. We all needed to go back to our roots for a second, not worry about the playoffs, right, and worry about one thing.
First off, this is way more fun.
It is way more fun. There's no, although it is stressful.
There is
more
stress.
There's real stress. But watching them lose again in the playoffs, we didn't need to deal with that nonsense again.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, man, it's good to be back. It's like when your favorite band goes on a reunion tour.
Yes, and plays. Yes, a little bit like that. You're like, oh, I forgot how much I like that album.
And here's what's different this time around.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be as prolonged.
The badness.
Yeah, this. Like hopefully this is the 1 year we're in the lottery, and hopefully we're not in the lottery next year.
It could change the course of NBA history.
Like, I don't want to do the whole lottery every year thing.
No.
They won't. Yeah. Well, unless we get Coop tonight.
Well, yeah. By the way, next year, if we get the pick this year, the Thunder get it next year anyway.
Oh,
so,
well, there you go.
Yeah,
then.
So we don't have to worry about it for 2 years.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, what a disaster. That would be a disaster if that happened.
If we get it this
no,
year.
No, he's saying they automatically get it next year.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, I want the pick
this year.
You want this year? Yeah, I want the pick this year.
Might have messed up the comprehension there for 1 second. We'll lock back in.
I know.
Well, listen.
Get back to your roots.
You have Spike throwing off all the energy in the room because people are relaxed.
The door's open in 2 hours. There's not time to be relaxed. It's funny to you. It's not going to be funny when, you know, we're talking to a mic, can't hear it, the guy's playing the guitar, can't hear it, yada, 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 the wrong thing's on the screen, I'm strangling Morgenstein.
Yeah. It must drive you nuts looking at me laughing at you.
I want to murder you. we'll get to High Hope Shaggy Baseball Report in a second, but the background.
No, let's skip it.
we got time.
Well, the background here is that years ago, when Jack was night producer.
A little slappy.
I asked him, hey, do you want to be my helper at Live Ricky? I think it was 2019. The one with Mike Scott, Live Ricky 4.
That one, and I did the one at Xfinity.
The final lottery party with Choo Choo?
Yes.
The final lottery party.
Oh, I forgot about Choo Choo Maddie.
Yeah, Choo Choo Maddie was there. So, but Jack had never seen, I don't think, the most intense version of me. Uh-huh. And the most intense version of me is for the 6 hours leading up to the live event. I'll never forget one specific moment where I was going from all the way in the front of the house to all the way back here. And I needed Jack to come along with me. And I was like, come on. And I'm going full speed. And Jack is 30 feet behind me as I'm walking full speed, walking Jack speed.
Slaughtering.
Yep. And I was like,
pre-hip surgery.
And I'm pretty sure I yelled at you. And I'm like, get over here. And I think Jack Jack was more sensitive then.
Uh-huh.
It took Jack weeks to recover from helping me out.
Was afraid to go by your office at the old studio.
Well, because you didn't operate with enough urgency.
No, I know. I learned that to have a sense of urgency that night.
Yes.
That night.
Absolutely.
So it's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's good to see someone else feeling it.
Yep.
That is Justin Morgenstein.
Yeah, Morgenstein and CJ, we should do the power rankings of who is most likely to get my ire tonight. Mm-hmm. Morgenstein has a very important job as he's running what's on the screen. And he keeps giving me, I got it.
That's got to drive you nuts.
Yeah, I got it.
It's like, yeah, I got it. Don't worry.
No. Yeah, I got it.
I heard that on the Zoom last night, he was like, I'm not too worried about it. And you said, you should be worried about it.
Yeah. Well, I said, don't worry. I am. I'm worried. Word for you.
I actually think you're just going to get mad at Fran no matter what. Like, Fran's not even going to be here, and you're going to be yelling at Fran for something.
I'll give Morgenstein a little bit of, like, what he has to live up to. Keffer did it.
Yeah.
Keffer did it without screwing
up. And now look at him. Keffer lives in Vermont by himself.
He didn't screw it up, though. He definitely didn't screw it up.
In Vermont?
He does live in Vermont.
Yeah, he lives in Vermont.
He moved to a small town in Vermont.
Man. The way Jack makes it sound is like the end of Breaking Bad or something.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah.
Lives by himself. He's a teacher.
He grew a beard. He lives by himself. Yeah. He wears flannels all the time.
Yeah, makes meth.
He hasn't come out of his house in years.
All right.
That's going to be Morgenstein.
The baseball team is hot, so let's talk about him.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, that's right. It is Jackie Baseball. We're back. So before we get into the whole spiel here, very curious what Ike had to say about them in the open, where he didn't want to fully get into it because we had more important things. Ike, you have an official statement on the baseball team, and everyone wants to hear it.
Oh, well, we're doing it first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because he kind of knows where I'm going.
I've been thinking about it for an hour.
Yes. Where are you going?
Well, I'll tell you this. After Friday night, I mean, what a disappointing loss Friday.
7-0?
Wasn't a big deal. They got in at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know how you expect them to get up and win a baseball game after that.
I'm telling you, I was not feeling good Friday night about this team. It was like one of those things you fear. Like, you knew they beat up on Tampa. I was like, okay, going to Cleveland. It's not that Cleveland's a juggernaut, but coming off a semi-easy road series, sweet, right? They swept. They swept Tampa. Yeah, they swept Tampa. Going into this series, I'm like, all right, let's see how we handle Prosperity.
Yeah, good team on the road.
Didn't like what I saw Friday night. But then Saturday came.
Yeah.
Six-run eighth.
Oh, man, Saturday came, and Sunday was even better.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you.
Wheels was dealing.
This is what I felt like.
Uh-oh.
At the end of that game last night. I believe.
Oh!
The B word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a dangerous spot to be.
Welcome over, Ike. Yeah. Welcome over. Yeah. It feels good over here.
Yeah, you know, and here's what I'll say to that. I hope I'm not jumping the gun.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm here now.
You want to be excited.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wanted to do the whole Memorial Day, wait till after Memorial Day, let me see where they're at, that sort of thing. But you know what? When you feel it, you feel it. And Kyle Schwarber just has me feeling it. I mean, Zach Wheeler is dominant. Knowles looks like he's back. I'm just saying.
Hangover game.
Yeah, you know.
Ranger?
Ranger looked good Saturday.
How about Ranger?
Ranger
looked good Saturday, man. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I think it's there.
He's back.
I think it's there.
Well,
I didn't think we were getting this like at all this year.
I think it's there.
And there's going to be lulls. We know it. But I think we learned, again, we said after the Mets series, we learned a lot about them after that. And how they've responded.
They've
after
won
that.
Every series since.
Every series since. And like I just like the way that they're winning and the way that they're going about it offensively. I did buy into the, you know, all they try to do is hit home runs thing.
Yeah.
And they try to go for it. They're scoring. Now, last night, I know Schwarber did his thing. But Saturday, they scored all those runs with two outs.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a Phillies team score six runs with two outs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good to hear.
Stott's hitting the ball well. Just.
Trey's hitting, what, 320?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no sense. And I felt, I mean, you know what I said to myself?
I can't believe you're in.
Yeah, but you know what I said to myself?
Shocking.
Why would you deprive yourself of enjoying what you ultimately want to enjoy? because you're afraid of being hurt. Disappointed or hurt again.
Yep. And just to prove that you're right.
Well, that's never me. No, yeah, that's never me. So it's really with me, it's more or less, I don't want to buy back in and look stupid again for buying back in. I would much rather be wrong from that viewpoint. But, yeah, this is the time. This is when they need to go ahead and go on a run, and I believe they're going to do it.
Yeah. Wow.
I do.
I didn't think we were going to get there.
And Bryce is not even hitting the ball
no.
with regularity.
Man. Yeah, because he's cooked.
No.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, these pitchers are going to pay for the fastballs he's missed. He's missing every game. Now, he had the big game on Saturday. That was nice. Third hit was a bloop shot, but whatever. Yeah. We needed it.
Yeah.
We needed it for the overall numbers. Home run was nice.
Yeah.
He'll get that.
So that.
Wheeler's start last night was the best I've seen Wheeler this
year,
I thought. I thought that was the best Wheeler had been.
That bat signal is for others, too. It's okay.
Hop on.
It's okay. It's okay. I believe. Yeah.
Hop on.
Let's put the positive energy behind them.
Yes.
Forget about the half in, half out. That's not us. I don't really want to be a half in, half out guy.
That's not you. Although the first hour of the show you were, but it's not traditionally.
What?
You really?
Oh, you mean? What?
Yeah. I want to keep these guys, those guys.
A perfect world, if Embiid would choose to be on the back burner.
Yeah.
I see your point on maybe not the Cowboys the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
I see your point, Ike, is not one that I thought we'd get on this Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, I like that Schwarber's the one that's really got you feeling the most
positive.
He
really is, yeah.
And, of course, MV3 chimed in on the Kyle Schwarber extension conversation. Now, unfortunately,
GM Bryce always got to chime in on everybody else's contract.
That's not what he said here.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for everyone involved, there's no audio of this, which means I'll have to read it.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I got
it. Okay, all right.
But if I stumble, I do know how to read, kind of. Okay. It's just sometimes I jump ahead and I get stuck with the words. Anyway, so this is what Harper said the other day. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, man, it would be weird not to have Schwarber in the clubhouse. He's such a good leader, such a good person in the community, great family, great person.
Yep.
I think he's a guy that our team can build around. Interesting. Obviously, he's going to take a lot of money as a free agent. He's going to be a very hot commodity on the market. He's a guy that hits homers. He's a great clubhouse guy and a leader. I hope he doesn't get the free agency. He's a guy that we can use for the next few years. He also continued. He said, I don't want him to go anywhere else. And that's not me saying anything to owners.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shipper Dave, obviously they want him too. And I think he wants to be here. I think he likes the community. He likes where he lives. But also, you know, it's nice to be wanted. I don't know if he's going to get there to free agency. Like I said, I hope he doesn't. But if he does, he's going to have a lot of teams lining up for his services because he's dang good.
So I go back and forth on the Bryce.
I can tell.
Thing.
That's heavy.
Once again.
On one end, I like that he is standing up for the other players publicly. I think that goes.
Come on.
That means a lot,
yes,
in the clubhouse.
Yes.
I think.
Start with that. I'm glad you started with that.
Absolutely. And the fact that I think that is a leadership position. Yep. I think now for him to say, you know, this isn't a message to Dave or the ownership. Well, who are you talking to? Right.
All the fans agree.
Yeah. Everybody wants him back.
Yeah.
But I want the management of the baseball team to be able to make decisions in the best interest of the baseball team, not just to make Bryce Harper happy. And like I, he says that that can put pressure on owner, on management and ownership. And I just don't think, I don't think it helps. I don't think them having another thing.
Well, it doesn't help their side.
No.
It helps Kyle Schwarber's side.
Yeah, I want them to be able to make decisions with a clean process.
I'm with you there.
Not just like, oh, the fans are bugging us to do it. Because when you make decisions because the fans are bugging you to do it because the player said something, that's when you make a decision that isn't in the best interest of the baseball team. Now, I don't, I'm not against them extending him or signing him. Like, I am still of the mind that if we're getting contract year Kyle Schwarber because it's a contract year, then let's get contract year Kyle Schwarber. I don't think it will cost any more in 3 months than it's going to cost now. He is playing better than he's ever played.
Well, you don't.
Well, it's going to cost more now. It's going to cost more now than it's ever going to cost.
Now, the only problem is
if he gets the 40-plus home runs.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still 32. He's still a DH. Like, if it's, I just don't think, if it's for $100 million now, like, I don't think it's going to be $125 million at the end of the year. But, like, my point is, I think there is something to be gained from having a guy chasing a contract. And we want them to win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
Their core is this age this year. And I would trade a little more uncertainty with Kyle Schwarber to get the best Kyle Schwarber that we can get.
Sure.
And I think there's something to be said for that.
And I do think there is something to be said for the JT factor on all this. I know that we like to think that these guys aren't human, but you know, I think
JT wants a contract.
JT's also in a final year of a deal.
Yeah.
How would he feel if Schwarber gets it and he doesn't? Hopefully the Phillies have some kind of handshake, wink, wink, like we will take care of you, but for the dynamics of the team right now, we just don't really want to do.
Well, you don't do either.
Yeah, and Rangers too. Sorry, yeah. Rangers also a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's more writing on the wall with Ranger that he's probably not going to get paid here. But I think at least team-wise, dynamic-wise, that could be a factor as well.
I mean, the Eagles seemingly have adopted that sort of philosophy.
And when did that start? Was that like – was that after – was that before
22? Probably when they started giving out bad contracts to guys.
But what was the last one in season that turned out to be a bad one? I mean, the Alshon
Tim Jernigan.
That was after the season, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like – I don't. If he wants to be here and they want to keep him, like, what, he's just going to leave for the Mets?
Well, here's my thing. If no surprise here. I'm a Libra, too, by the way. You know Libra, you believe in the zodiac signs?
Yeah,
I do.
Libra, you know, the symbol for that is what?
That's a tiger.
No, that's a
– I don't know what Libra signal is.
Scales.
Yeah, tiger is Leo.
Yeah, that's a lion.
Yeah.
That's a lion. Lion and tigers are different. Right. Forget about all that.
Yeah. What's the difference?
The point is that – I'm a Libra, so scales, they have to balance.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The balance.
That's,
so
that's where the voice of reason.
It's hard for me to go completely one way.
Sure.
So I say that to say, long way to the end, on the Kyle Schwarber deal, is if Schwarber isn't bothered by this, if he isn't agitated to a point to where he's holding it against the Phillies for making him sing for his supper, I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't – if he – because he's obviously not affecting him at the plate.
No.
So,
and it's not affecting him in the locker room.
Yeah, so as long as those two things are still copacetic, I don't need to rush and do it just for the reason we just said. Copacetic.
Yeah, I was wondering what that word meant.
Just for the reason we just said, the Ranger JT aspect of this. So I don't need to disrupt any of the other players by doing this. If Kyle Schwarber is fine – then we'll, like you said, we'll take care
of him
at the end of the year. But he's getting paid, and if they're talking 2 years, this thing has 4 years at a minimum written over it.
4 years, 110.
Okay.
I'll pay $10 million more. I'll pay $10 million more to get this performance out of him.
Bryce is speaking this way because Bryce is now seeing the value of having him hit behind him as well. Right, he knew the value of having him in the locker room and what he did from the leadoff position, but now he's getting a chance to see what it's like to have him as a protector in the lineup. And I love the fact that Bryce said what he said.
Yeah, I get it.
I get how it can come off looking back, but from a player's teammate standpoint, that's what you want. You want the star of the team speaking up for you.
215-592-9494. Get to your calls, and if you have a an opinion on the Schwarber extension thing. Don't you have Mark's Jewelers?
No. It's the end of the break.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's not what Luke says.
Well, Mark's Jewelers is a Twitter question.
I don't have it.
Oh, well. He doesn't understand that. It's all good.
It's all good. We're fine.
215-592.
On lottery day?
Not on lottery day.
Luke.
Just say Twitter question. Not on lottery day.
All right. Well, we'll just do the Twitter question now. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what's the Twitter?
Are you glad the Eagles are playing the Cowboys week one, or do you wish it was another team? What do you think? We didn't get the voting on that.
Oh, that's they probably aren't upset they're playing the Cowboys. I'll go with 64% say they're glad.
So it's only 55% saying glad.
Ah, okay.
Ah, that's, yeah.
Hmm. Ah, so most people probably, I mean, half of people probably didn't.
Wanted
care.
A better
yeah,
team?
Different team, wow. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Pat, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, so Spike, I think you brought this up on the Ricky that you probably think Daryl's just, you know, saying that they're committed to Joel and Paul because he has to, because if he says, like, oh, no, we're definitely moving on, they're not going to get good quality from them.
Well, yeah, I think he would prefer to go this way, but I also think he would listen on both of them. So when we ask him, you know, just for anyone who didn't hear it, Mike asked Daryl on the podcast, if somebody called you about Joel Embiid and Paul George for trade this offseason, what would you do? And his response was, we are committed to Embiid, Paul, and Maxey. I think that's the only way he can answer that question, but I don't know that that is how he's operating.
Right. So if you get Cooper Flagg, you probably have to move on from Paul George, right? Because someone has you have to get a four in here, and unless you're going to have Flagg come off the bench during the time frame,
no.
Right?
I mean, who's the four on the Celtics?
Yeah, positionless. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Paul George can play a four. Yeah. It's just that Paul George is 6'7", Cooper Flagg is 6'7", 6'8". One of them you call the three, one of them you call the four.
I was going to say Cooper might be taller, right? Is Cooper
I think Cooper's 6'8".
Yeah.
I think he's probably
6'9".
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say he's a four. You know, I don't think that's an issue. And
right.
I think there's also a world depending on, this sounds crazy, depending on what the roster looks like, Cooper Flagg doesn't have to start either, by the way. I don't think he has to. So I would.
You try getting away with that in this.
Well, I think here's what I think. The starting lineup would be Maxey, Grimes, George, Flagg, and Embiid.
Okay.
There it is. I don't see any problem with that. Now, are you going to want some toughness and rebounding in there somewhere? For sure. But there's not like a – this is not a league that has Charles Oakley's and Reggie Evans and these big burly, you know, power forwards out there. And if anything, I'm telling Cooper Flagg, this year, I want you to rebound the hell out of the ball. You're a strong kid. You're a good athlete. Go rebound the hell out of the ball, you know. So, and with him with less offensive – you know, responsibilities, I think you could put Cooper Flagg in a different role in that way.
Okay, so then if it's 3 through 6, are you just taking best available, or are you taking Murray Boyles at any point, or are you just going to take the best forward or best guard available?
I think if they don't trade, thank you for the call, Pat. If they don't trade the pick 3 through 6, they will take the best player available. So if it's that Duke center, they'll take him. If it's Ace Bailey,
damn,
they'll
that
take
center.
Him.
Take the other kid from Duke.
Yeah.
Who's the other kid?
Knupel.
Okay. Oh, Wing. Is he?
Knupel.
Yeah.
Knupel.
I don't know.
Something.
Looks like a player.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, his name is Con. Con Knupel. It's going to have a rough time with the nickname here. We're not going initials. But, yeah, we'll roll with him. He's a 6'7 wingman.
It's only two.
Yeah, I know, but still a problem. still, I'm just saying.
You're 1K away from real trouble.
Yeah, 1K away from problems around here. But, yeah, I don't think
they would shy away from taking a center, by the way.
Really?
Nah.
Come on, man, what are we doing?
You take another center here, man. What are we going to do with that?
Here's the thing. The best-case scenario for Embiid, we just said, is he's playing 50 games. So your worst-case scenario in that is that you have an awesome center to start 30 games, and you have a great backup center, and maybe Embiid doesn't have to play 36 minutes a game. Like, I think they will consider if we get 3 through 6, they're going to consider trading that pick for a pick and a player or two picks or something like that. That's what I think would happen. And I think if they get one or two, one is easy. It's Cooper Flagg. Maury's already said it. Two is a little more interesting because Dylan Harper is just another guard. Now, could you we could use four guards. You know, yeah. there's no way we.
Well, he's actually bigger than the two that we have.
Right. Like maybe Grimes comes off the bench and McCain comes off the bench. I think there's a lot of things you could do at that point. Mm-hmm. But I think three through six is when it starts to get really Sixers-y. You know, picking a player of a position that we already have, mm-hmm. trading it, all sorts of things.
I do like the name Ace Bailey.
It's a great name.
It's a great basketball name.
A great name. 10 out of 10 basketball name.
6'10", too.
Yeah. Big guy. Well, it was Jack that said he was Kevin Durant. Was it you? Did you say that?
I definitely didn't say that.
Okay. All right.
You know how much YouTube I'm watching today?
Oh, all you're doing today.
I'm waiting until after this is over.
You're waiting to see what.
Well, I don't want to waste my time. If we don't have the pick, I'm not watching.
Wow, well, listen, I'm looking at Deano, not today.
That's a good point.
I got a lot of people to yell at.
I got no reason to look at
I got to get on people's asses here.
A lot of people to manage. Yeah. The first comp I see for Ace Bailey is T-Mac, and then the other comp is Josh Smith.
Well, Josh Smith is not. Wasn't, Josh He's a Smith good was a player, good player.
A
good
bit.
Player.
Yeah,
he was in Atlanta when I was. He got drafted when I went to Atlanta.
Well, remember he was going to be the free agent that the Sixers signed.
I know.
Yes,
he was a big Sixers guy for.
And
for
was it a Piston?
Was that a where Hawk? He went? Was a Piston? I think Josh Smith was probably on four teams.
Yeah.
At some point. All right. Speaking of the lottery, coming up next, we will go through the history of the process lotteries. And how it worked
that
out for
be
us.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. We are at Franklin Music Hall on 7th Street in Philadelphia, leading up to the lottery party, the Rice to Ricky Sanchez lottery party. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.